Back in 2015, I launched my very first digital product, and in one single month, I was able to bring in over $2,000 of income, and my mind was officially blown and my life forever changed. Now I've gone on to create multiple types of digital products at various price points and scale. So today I'm going to break down those five specific digital products that I have built and launched, how much they were priced at, and how much they have earned. If you're new here, hi, I'm Brooke. I started as a broke college graduate sitting on $100,000 in student loan debt, struggling to land my first big kid job. For real, I applied for 75 jobs and didn't get one of them. Then went on to build my personal brand and leverage that into a thriving career in the travel industry, where I went from intern to executive in just 3 years. I then left the corporate world to start my own companies, a travel tech startup, a digital info product business for travel industry professionals, and a travel journal company. Now I'm head of marketing for an ed tech startup by day, and I help creators and experienced professionals like you build an authority brand in any industry, begin to monetize your audience through transformative digital products, and earn a location independent income doing what you love. All right, my first digital product was an ebook. I know, it sounds so not sexy, but just hear me out. This ebook was a powerful little tool for me to realize what was possible with digital products. So for me, it was really, really important that I started with something small because it showed me what was possible. So if you're just getting started, there's no need to build something giant. You can just have an ebook. And the key with any ebook, and I'll tell you about mine in a second, is that it has to help a specific person solve a specific problem. So here was my product. I launched an ebook called The Grad School Guide for Career in International Education. I know, super specific. Very specific people wanting a very specific type of information and outcome. And when I launched that to my super tiny email list, I didn't actually have an email list at the time. It was literally a blog post. That's it. I posted a blog about it. I was able to make $2,000 in the very first month that that launched. I think I made $600 in the first day that I posted the blog post about this ebook. It was incredible. My life and mind were blown away when I figured this little system out. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm actually building something that really helps people and helps me earn an online income at scale. Super powerful. So how much did this ebook cost? It was priced at $14 when I launched. It moved up to about $19 later on. And over the course of its lifetime, it's made over $3,300. Now, I only had it for sale for about a year, and then I stopped selling it because it kind of got out of date and I never went back to update it. That was my bad. I think it maybe earned anywhere from $200 to $300 a month after that first month launch. So awesome. Ebooks, great way to get started. Now, if you're wanting to get started in this online business world, I have a free guide for you. Go down in the description and you can download my 30-day online income roadmap, where I give you basically step-by-step everything you need to do every single day for the next 4 weeks to start building an online brand and start monetizing and launch your first digital product. Start making that moolah on the internet that everybody wants, but do it in a really cool, genuine brand building kind of way. So go download that down in the description. Now, my second digital product that I have earned an income from is my most recent digital product. So we start at the beginning, now we're here most recent. This one was something that I had never actually thought to put together until I saw somebody else doing it. And I was like, hey, that is a genius idea. Think about things that you have created in your life or in your work or your business where you've created a system around it that you can duplicate over and over again to make it faster, easier, more consistent, streamlined, etc. Now think about how you could package that up and sell it to other people. This, my friend, is a template. So if you've done anything in your life where you could templatize it for other people to apply it to their life and their work and their business, you have a digital product that you could sell. Let me tell you about mine. I love a planning and goal setting system called the 12-week year. I've made a couple videos about it. You can go check out on my channel. The 12-week year is an amazing system. I've used it for many years. And back in 2023, I decided, oh, I'll make a video about it and I'm going to apply it to my life. Well, I also love Asana, which is a project management tool that I love. And I thought, how do I take the 12-week year framework and apply it into the Asana container, if you will? And so I built out my own 12-week year project utilizing all of the frameworks and principles of the 12-week year and built that out. And in the video, I showcased it and I said, hey, if you're interested, I'm happy to build this out as a template. Let me know if you'd like to get it. So I took that Asana project, turned it into a template, cleaned it up, fixed it up nicer for another person to use, and I started selling it on my website. And when I launched that, I sold a few because not a lot of people watched the video. But then the YouTube algorithm picked up that video back in December, and now I've made over $2,000 in the last 5 weeks from that single digital product. You guys, this is crazy. I love it. Here are the details. I'm selling it for $20, which is not a very high price point. And like I said, it's made over $2,000 in the last 6-7 weeks. So pretty cool. So other types of templates that you could test out and try on would be creating Canva templates for social graphics. You could create resume and cover letter templates. You could create website templates that people could just upload into their specific type of software platform. There's a lot of different types of templates, but you have to think about how can I make this easier, faster, more streamlined, and templatize what I already do. I bet you already have something that you could use. My next digital product is a live workshop. Now, the downside of live workshops is that it's not passive income type of thing where they just sell over and over. However, I have a caveat to that in just a second. The idea here is that you say, hey, I know my audience and my community have this particular question or challenge, and I put together a workshop training them on that very specific challenge or problem. You basically announce it, put up a landing page saying, hey, I'm having a live workshop on X day at X time, pay this amount and join me live for that workshop. And then as you get sales, you can say, oh, great, I'm actually doing this, build out the presentation and actually help people with what you already know and what you can already do. I've done this many, many times because there's a lot of very micro challenges facing people in my industry in international ed and specifically around growing their career or landing a job, but also in the online business and digital marketing space that I have a lot of experience in as well. A few live workshops that I have hosted in the past, one was on building out authority brand or a personal brand, retreat marketing, like how to market destination retreats that you might be hosting for your community, general things about online business and monetization and digital products. I've hosted workshops on LinkedIn and how to leverage that platform for your business and your personal brand. I think I've also done one about passive income generally as well. I think it's like my passive income playbook workshop. Those are the different workshops that I've hosted in the past. They've been priced anywhere from $37 to $97. Really depends on the audience and how much is in this specific workshop. And I tallied it up and went through all my various places that I've collected payment over the years. And it's about $30,000 that I've earned through live workshops over probably the past 4 or 5 years. So a cool way that you can do this is you can use a simple landing page to announce it. You could also use Eventbrite to collect payment and registrations. You could host a live webinar on something like StreamYard. You can even do it here on YouTube, although you can't share your screen, but you could host it for free using Google Meet as well, where you can share your screen. So there's a lot of different ways that you can make a live workshop happen. Don't overthink it. Don't overcomplicate all the tech and the logistics. Just decide what's the topic. Start posting it on your social media and email list and all the various places that you hang out and your audience hangs out, and then see who signs up. I think live workshops are a really great way to get started because there's not a lot of upfront effort. Like you could not build out your slide deck, for instance, until you know you had sales. Let me just test whether people would be interested in this. Now, the way that you could make this scalable and more passive moving forward is that after you've done these live workshops, and let's say you really kicked butt and it's a really great workshop, you can then take the recording and sell that as a digital product as well. So it's kind of a twofer, live workshop, pre-recorded workshop, all in one for a digital product. Now, my fourth digital product is something you've probably heard of before, and it's an online course. Now, just like all of the other digital products we talked about, an online course has to be focused on a very specific person. You need to solve a very specific problem for a very specific type of person, and that's how you're gonna have success launching any digital product, but specifically an online course, because an online course is typically going to be a much higher price point. You're gonna be likely pricing it anywhere from $197 all the way up to maybe $3,000, again, depending on the course that you're offering. I launched my first online course in the travel industry, and it was all about landing a job in study abroad and global education. It's a full career development course that takes you from understanding the industry to building a brand and a network, gaining experience, having a killer resume and cover letter, and networking, I said that already, and LinkedIn and interviewing, and all of that stuff is all packed into this one main course. That course has sold the most. I think over 500 students have gone through that program over the course of its lifetime. But I also have my Build Your Online Business Incubator, which I'm actually revamping and relaunching later this year, so stay tuned. And I have another course called Retreat Rockstar. So my experience in the travel industry, I had a whole travel company of my own, and I was able to figure out a system on how you market and launch and sell out destination retreats and group travel programs. So I built a whole course around that model that I sold for several years as well. So all in, the price point for these various courses were anywhere from $397 to $997, and I've sold just shy of $300,000 for these types of online courses. My fifth and final type of digital product is kind of related to an online course, but has a much higher perceived value. And this is something I launched in 2020, I believe, 2020? 2021, maybe. This is a certificate program. So again, in my industry, there are a lot of people who want to land jobs in our industry. However, a lot of them don't have the skill set to do the jobs that they're applying for. They don't know how to do the roles that are available in our industry because there's no real degree program for us to go into and say, okay, I'm going to learn how to be a study abroad advisor, or I'm going to learn how to do international admissions. There's just no way to do that. This doesn't mean anything to you, I'm sure, but in my industry, it means a lot to a lot of people. So what I did is I took the five core skill sets or types of roles in our industry, and I worked with various professionals in our field to build out a robust certificate program for each of those types of roles. Go through an assessment. If they pass the assessment, they will get a certificate that they can post on LinkedIn and talk about in interviews and cover letters, etc. Those are priced anywhere from $97 to $397 at the moment, but I will be raising the prices very soon. Since I've launched those various Global Education Accelerator certificates, I've made over $75,000 from those programs. So now that you've learned the five digital products that I've sold to earn nearly $500,000 in my online business, this alone isn't going to help you start selling your own digital products. First, you're going to need to build a brand and an audience that trusts you enough to actually buy what you have to sell. So how do you do that? Well, it all starts with watching this video right here, because when you pair with what you just learned about digital products, it'll be 10x more powerful. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next video.